Reset your food goals. We're talking to registered dietitians to weigh in on our 2021 diet resolutions.
Thanks for listening to the Dollar Saving Divas. If you have ideas for an upcoming episode, we would love to hear from you. Just head to our Facebook page at facebook.com/Dollar Saving Divas CBUS and share your comments.
So what have you done for your diet resolutions for 2021?
I've been eating more.
Since
I've been quarantined, I've been eating more. And they said, I think there's something that we're going to talk about too, about gaining the 15 pounds. Yeah. People have gained a lot of weight.
A lot more.
And not only have, you know, you just have to, I think it's okay if you just, you know, eat smaller portions. Mm-hmm. So you can eat more during the day, but then just don't eat things that have a bunch of sugar in them. You know?
Or eat the sugar in the morning. So you've all day to burn it off. Don't eat the sugar at 8 o'clock at night.
Of course not.
Tips and Tricks by Talanda.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to say. So tell me about this Do a Dry June.
Well, it did say do a dry January, but you crossed it out and put June, which
yes,
is what we're in right
it's
now.
It's now June.
So it's more like have a depressing June, be it Kelly.
Yes, exactly.
Thanks.
Well, in my case, no, I've been still drinking, but I'm actually drinking more.
Do you want to talk about that today?
No, I don't want to talk about that today.
We'll make it a 12-step conversation. So taking a break from your booze can help you hit reset on your relationship with alcohol after the holidays, which is why most everyone does it in January.
Right.
Sort of like new year, new you, new gym. And it all lasts about 48 hours.
I was just going to say, then it's done and over. That's why we're doing it in
And then
June.
It's D-O-N-E finished.
Yeah, exactly. Or like they did with the shot, one and done. Yeah.
Well, it can help you lose weight.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, and it depends on what you're drinking. I mean, if you just do a shot of alcohol versus eight glasses of wine, I mean,
well,
not so many calories.
Yeah, because it has a lot of, you know, things that have mixed drinks that have a lot of sugar in them, too.
Right, all those pre-made mixers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's not good.
And margaritas.
Well, how do you make the margarita?
I don't know.
You
I don't
just
make
do,
them.
What, white tequila, a little triple sec, and salt around the rim. You don't need the
Cointreau. Yeah. Cointreau's good
oh,
in
yeah,
it.
Oh, yeah, the Cointreau. I forgot that. How can I forget that?
How can you forget that?
I don't know. I'm a martini girl. I'm not a big...
Oh, you're a martini girl.
I'm a martini girl. Okay. Yeah. It's a pretty sad situation when you go to the restaurant and your nine-year-old orders it for you because she knows exactly what you want.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Including the two blue cheese olives.
I was just going to say, you look like a blue cheese olive girl
to me. Yeah. Tito's vodka, very dirty, very dry, two blue cheese olives. And she sits there and orders it.
What kills us is he'll go in and he'll order a martini, but they'll tell him to put the blue cheese olives on the side because he wants like a whole skewer.
Oh my God.
Oh yeah, I call it a meal replacement.
Well, I mean, I'm saying oh my God because I can relate. I'll get the blue cheese olives from the grocery store because when I make them at home, but then I'll just eat the blue cheese olives out of the fridge.
I can't stand green olives, so I would not be doing that. I'm having to make them with ripe olives, which would look weird.
Well, it's also saying in here you can sleep better, among other benefits for stopping alcohol.
Well, that makes
sense. Well, define sleep. I mean, passed out is a way of sleeping.
We're not going to get off
We're not going to get very far in this.
June.
I'm being a very bad influence. I sound like a complete lush. But
okay, well, now, talk about eating a healthy breakfast every day. I just don't eat breakfast in the morning.
You know, I used to be a big breakfast person. I grew up with the Carnation Instant Breakfast and the Cheerios.
Carnation Instant Breakfast?
Yes, my mother
breakfast.
Still drinks it. Yeah, you can get the vanilla and the chocolate and the malt chocolate, like all the packets.
Well, I'll do like
until I realized 10 years ago how much sugar is in all of that.
I'll do like a boost or something like that every once in a while.
A booze?
Boost.
Oh, was a very important enunciation.
With a T. Yes. S and a T at the end. But because that doesn't have as much sugar in it, it has a lot of protein. Mm-hmm. And then what I do is I kind of split it because it's too thick. So I'll just pour some more milk into it.
And then do you do regular milk or almond milk?
2% milk.
Mm. I'm surprised you don't do skim milk.
Ugh. That's like water.
Tell me how you really feel.
Oh, I can't stand.
I think you just
stand.
Spit in everybody's ear.
I can't stand.
Good Lord. Hold on, I wipe myself off over here.
Oh, my God. But no, you know, and some people just eat like fruit and nuts in the morning and stuff like that, which is good for you.
I just avocado toast. I had that this morning.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
See, I just do juice in the morning and my gummy vitamins.
Oh, dear God. What do you eat?
No, they're women's vitamins. Oh. VitaFusion for women.
Okay.
They're different colored berries.
Oh, dear God.
And you always have to have one purple one and one red one.
They're making you feel like
one.
A kid again.
Yes, it's true. I know, but it's, yeah, and I get them out of my little refrigerator that's in my office, and my juice is there, my vitamins are there. My
what kind of juice?
It varies. Sometimes it's 100% cranberry juice, and sometimes it's OJ, and sometimes it's apple juice.
But why juice? I think juice was so marketed in the 60s, 70s, 80s as being a staple for breakfast, when really it's nothing but sugar.
I know, but
you shouldn't eat it like direct, like, you know, go in and hand squeeze it like a pioneer girl.
Yeah, pioneer woman, that's me, sure. The thing is, in the morning, see, you're having tea.
I am having tea, it's green tea.
And you drink coffee, though, too, don't you?
I do.
See, I've never had a cup of coffee in my life. Can you imagine me on caffeine? Come on.
Yeah, that would be a problem.
Yeah, that'd be a real problem. Okay. Speaking of that, eliminate added sugar.
So now we're back to the juice conversation.
Yes. So
please check your labels on the juice.
Exactly.
Or add fiber to
that.
It.
The sweet stuff is everywhere, including savory foods like bread and pasta sauce. I'm sorry, I cannot give up my pasta sauce.
I can't give up pasta in general. No. Well, I've done wheat pasta.
I had pasta yesterday, and it was made from chickpeas. It was very flavorful.
I'm sure it was flavorful. I'm not doubting the flavor, but I'm doubting the parallel to it really feeling like pasta.
Yeah, I know. Okay. But they say that, you know, too much of that stuff can lead to the risk for type 2 diabetes, heart disease, weight gain, cancer, and premature aging. Well, hell, I'm already 65, so... And I'm definitely
and you
not...
seriously have a weight gain problem.
Yeah, I'm not overweight, so I'm not going to worry about that. And I don't have diabetes and I don't have heart disease. But then again, I don't eat a lot of sugar.
You don't. So maybe the juice thing is good for you. Yeah. So see, take it all in context.
Yes. But that's exactly right. And I don't drink like 8 ounces of juice. I just...
shot of juice.
I take the bottle and I just chug it out the bottle. Because my hubby doesn't drink juice. So I just have
juice too. Yeah, I would love to see this. You're so classy with your matching bags and your dresses. And you're always dressed to the nines. But you drink out of the bottle.
And my shoes.
And your shoes. I saw your shoes. Your shoes match your purse, which matches your...
dress.
Oh my God, which matches your wallet?
Yes.
Your Kate Spade wallet.
Which
so, but yet you chug it out of the bottle, out of the fridge.
I do.
I can't imagine this.
Okay.
So I'm actually going to ask your husband to take a picture of this.
Okay. Quit carbs. There's no way I could quit carbs.
Well, I think we skipped something here, didn't we?
No.
Or carbs. Oh, I saw something here about breakfast. Oatmeal.
I can't stand oatmeal. My mom.
Or grits.
Oh God.
Neither one. God.
I guess the only way I could do like oatmeal is if you put like maple syrup on it.
And back
milk,
to the sugar.
And milk.
Okay, carbs provide lots of energy.
Yes.
Okay, but it depends on the carbs.
I don't
eat
a lot of carbs.
But there's natural carbs in vegetables.
Yeah.
Those are the carbs that are good. Not the wheat flour and...
Right.
Yeah.
Lentils, chickpeas, which means hummus. We can have hummus. Because that's chickpeas.
God bless the chickpeas.
And I love and I got a picture here of pizza, but I'm sorry. I have to have a flatbread pizza. That's how I like it. Really thin, but with lots of stuff on it.
Does your bread hold up? Or does it crash on you?
Doesn't crash. We use fresh dough.
Flour dough? I think I said wheat flour a minute ago, but I mean like regular white flour.
Yeah.
That's bad.
And I don't...
But it's so good.
I don't make the pizza.
You know when I like to eat wheat flour or regular white flour? Is when you start to make chocolate chip cookies.
You beat the dough?
Yeah. Yes. Okay, we're going to take a poll.
So you're a cookie dough?
I'm a cookie dough girl.
Oh,
who out there likes to eat the cookie dough?
Oh,
and not just the cookie dough, but you make it with the eggs and the sugar and the brown sugar, and you get a little taste of that.
Oh,
and then you add
God.
In the flour, and when the flour just starts mixing
with it,
oh my God.
Oh, Lord.
And here I just growled on your case about all the sugar.
Yeah.
I may not drink orange juice, but I got my cookie dough.
Speaking of, then talk about losing the quarantine 15. I kind of like that, quarantine 15.
Yeah,
and that's true. That's the average of what people have gained. Did you know that?
I think I heard something about that.
But I think it's smart to set the meal and snack schedule. See, if weekend glasses of wine have turned into a nightly thing, give yourself a weekly alcohol budget. Well,
I think that's the other thing, the budget that comes in for how much spending.
Yes.
Yeah.
We've actually spent less because we've spent more on wine, but we've spent less on food because we're heating home more. We didn't go out to restaurants, and we typically would have gone out to restaurants. We're only just starting to return to restaurants.
How are you?
Just starting. Yeah. Yes. Okay, talk about cook more often.
Cook more often.
But that means
that's easy for me. I think the thing with cooking more often is when you feel comfortable with it. I grew up in a house where it was, it says half a cup of this and one teaspoon of that, and you need exactly this. And it was boom, boom, boom.
But it wasn't
until I got married and then understood, because it was a big Italian family, understanding, oh, a little of this, oh, this works well with this, and understanding the dynamics behind it all. And it really didn't take much to really understand what goes well together, what works.
We just go by ingredients. We don't really measure a lot.
Oh, yeah. Which makes it more stressful.
Yeah, it's like, he'll have like 6 or 8 herbs sitting out on the counter in little piles, because he goes, well, I just used a dash of this and a little bit of that. And he's not measuring them by a teaspoon or something, because we do it by taste most of the time.
Well, right. But I think sometimes if people feel a little overwhelmed with cooking, like a lot of those, are those things out there? Blue Apron or Hello Fresh? I mean,
they give you
all of the exact ingredients with the exact. And yeah.
But once
you understand all the dynamics, it's
Alexis
it's
and
easy.
I will say this, Alexis and her new husband, my new son.
Congratulations.
Will, thank you. He is a great cook. He does everything around the house. He cooks, he cleans, he does the laundry, he mows the yard.
Is he for rent?
Oh, but he's a keeper. No, he's not for rent. He's a keeper. And
I meant for me.
Oh, well. As long as you pay Alexis, she might loan him
out. Give her 2 years into marriage and she'll run him out.
I'm like, Will. And they did HelloFresh like 4 times a week.
Oh, my goodness.
But that's because he never really cooked before.
Oh,
so this actually taught him how to cook. So now they're done only doing it once a week. And the other time, he does all the. He made chicken marsala the other night.
Oh, I love chicken marsala.
How much are you willing to pay?
Maybe he could pay me.
It's more my time. Well, that's true.
I know how to do most, not all of it, but I know how to do most of it.
Oh,
but
the
it's
thing
the
is,
time in doing it. Chicken marsala
true.
Is easy. It's just tedious.
Right. But things like salmon and asparagus and things like that. Now, I hate salmon, but
we're doing,
I don't like it. I don't like the texture.
I'm just glad you didn't spit into the microphone this time.
I didn't spit in the microphone. But give me shrimp or lobster, snapper, grouper. I'm all for that. So I do eat a lot of seafood. I eat a lot of asparagus. I love asparagus.
Interesting.
And I use Perfect Pinch on it because it's no salt. And it adds.
What was that no salt thing like 20 years ago? Mrs. Dash?
That's still around, believe it or not.
Is it really?
Yes.
So is this similar to that?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. But I can get one at Trader Joe's. That they make one.
Trader Joe's is too damn far.
Well, it's close to me.
Thanks.
Okay.
So I'll give you my list.
Okay. Give me your list. Try a plant-based diet. I'm sorry.
A lot of people do it.
Really?
You know, yeah, and I watched one of those Netflix documentaries, something, there was on the meat, gosh, my memory's trying to work right now, so the wheels are turning. Can you hear I'm trying?
I mean, really, giving up, I don't eat much meat to begin with.
Yeah.
I mean, I eat maybe like 3 or 4 ounces if I eat it at all. But
okay,
I can't imagine giving up my potatoes to go to beans and kale. No, I don't think
Why are you giving up potatoes? Potato is a plant.
Well, it's also starch.
I don't think that's what they mean, is it? I didn't read this, so maybe I'm speaking out of turn here.
You are, because it says that's what it says.
Does it really? To make this change that sticks, do an incrementally rather than a total 180 from steak and potatoes to beans and kale.
No,
I don't think they meant, like, I think they mean steak and potatoes in quotes, just meaning, like, the typical traditional, I'm a steak and potato guy.
Yeah.
I think potatoes are a plant.
I think kale's gross. Sorry. I don't like kale.
I think you're eating it wrong, then.
I think that. I don't like kale. Sorry.
I
like raw spinach, but I don't like cooked spinach because I'm not Popeye.
Well, you need like 10 bags of it to make a teaspoon.
Not for
because
salad.
It becomes a pain in the ass.
Okay. Okay.
But you know what you can do with kale? Okay, so you chop it up. You do a little like lemon juice or have champagne vinegar.
No.
Okay, but listen. Just hear me out.
No.
And then you're killing me.
The big
chop up red pepper, red onion,
okay,
and then tuna, and then cannellini beans, and then you just mix it into like a big salad.
No, see, I have to have my tuna salad with mayonnaise, celery, and a little bit of scallions.
And God forbid if you step outside of that.
Relish.
And...
I can't. I'm not doing kale, just so you know. I think our relationship is over. I'm not doing kale. Okay. Talk about before you shop.
Get a list. There, that's done.
Okay, that's fine. Then I'll do
right. Wait. Do you use an app or do you use old school list?
Oh, I have the app right on my phone.
Okay, which app do you have? And do you use it through the grocery store?
Yeah. I have Kroger.
K. Rogers?
K. Roger.
K. Roger. Oh, my God. That's good.
You like that?
Yeah. And then you go to Target after.
Target. And JCPenney. And then sometimes I stop at Whitey Castile's.
You kill me with your diet.
But I only have one White Castle. It's 140 calories with no...
Yeah, we talked about this in another podcast. I don't know how you eat just one.
Well, most people eat a sack. I can just eat one.
I could do two, maybe three.
I'll tell you what else is really good that
we've
been getting.
Why are you pointing at me?
We've been getting
Jesus, I'm going to
back Arby's up. Sliders. We got coupons.
Oh, my God.
5 for $5.
We have the meats.
We have the meats.
I
just like
the
horsey sauce. I always tell them, they give me like a whole sack of horsey sauce. Yeah, girls like...
Wait, they give it to you because you asked for it or they saw you come in and they're like, oh, Kelly's here.
Yeah, give her a whole sack of sliders.
Give her a sack.
Yeah, I got a sack.
Okay, so here's the question with the before you shop. Do you do any of the Instacart or like, I know Kroger, you can buy beforehand and then you drive up and they put it in your car?
Yeah, the curbside pickup.
Curbside, thank you. Yeah.
Yeah, curbside pickup. No,
my brain's still trying to work.
I'm a hands-on person.
I'm too much of a control freak.
I have to be in the store. I don't want somebody else picking out my produce because nine times out of ten, I don't get the freshest one. I think they give us the oldest one because they want to get rid of it. Yeah.
So you just put down Kroger. K. Roger.
I just go K. Roger, and my weekly ad pops up. My digital coupons pop up. I can do my list, and then I just go in, and I know my store inside and out.
How long do you spend doing the digital list so that you could go do curbside pickup?
Well, I don't
because I'm in the store 45 minutes to an hour, I feel like I'm going to spend an hour and a half doing the list.
Oh, no. I'm only in there half an hour because I know the store so well, and there are certain things I buy all the time. And then when I see what the ads say, which is a key too, you see what's on sale, and like it's the five, you know, buy five, save five,
buy 50, get 10 free.
Yeah, exactly.
So. I came home with like 20 oatmeal things from Quaker because my almost 17-year-old son loves the blueberry Quaker.
Oh,
I bought
Lord.
Him like 10 of them because they were on sale at Kroger for like $1.50 or something. So I stocked up. He looked at me like I was crazy. I said, listen.
Oh, for God's
sake. I did this for you. So no, I mean, I think the biggest thing is it would save money because you don't get the visual of, oh, I could get this. Oh, I can do that. Oh, you know, and you end up buying more.
Well, the other thing I do, which is, I think it's actually like we're talking basically preparing to shop is I have totes. I don't know if you do, but I have totes. I keep them in my trunk.
I do. I always forget to get them though.
And I do too sometimes. So
I always do the paper bags though.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Well, during the pandemic, we've been doing...
Why does it matter?
We did plastic.
It doesn't matter.
I know. But listen to what we had to do.
People might
we had to
that,
take
but...
newspaper. This is how Gil is. He made me take newspaper, put it on the countertop. When the groceries came in, I had to wash them all.
Even boxed groceries?
Even boxed. I had to wipe down.
Just let it sit in the bag for 2 days.
I just had to wipe down. Yes.
Oh, that's ridiculous. Just sit in the corner for 2 days. Put it in timeout. Put it in the corner. Sit there for 2-3 days. Nothing lives on the surface.
I'm just not doing that anymore. So, but also, you have to know like where to shop in your store and why they, I mean, they're very strategic about where they put.
Oh, real estate's a very big deal in the grocery stores.
Oh, you get a corner, you get an end. Oh man, that means you're in, you're big. And the periphery, you always know you see the produce, then you see the fish, then you see the meats. Because
well, bakery,
I'm trying to think of ours, the deli bakery. If you walk all the way around, yep. It's the periphery of the grocery store. Mm. So now that we've gotten through June, I think
what do you buy in bulk? Do you buy anything in bulk? Do you do the Sam's Club, the Costco?
Well, we have Costco, but one thing we have bought in bulk over the last. 15,
I know. Well, besides the obvious,
besides paper towels and toilet paper, Kleenex. I do buy a lot of like detergent. mm-hmm. when it goes on sale, because it's really expensive. And when it goes on sale and it's like it goes from $6.99 to $1.99, I buy.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
I buy a bunch.
Do you ever, whenever you're in the store, do you ever see an item that's not on your list, but, oh, it's on ridiculous sale and I'm going to need
Absolutely.
It in 2 months and you get it? Yeah, I do
Absolutely.
Too.
Absolutely. Like in Kroger, you know, they have a couple of the aisles where they have the things they're, they call them manager special mm-hmm. that they're trying to get rid mm-hmm. of. Oh my gosh, I found all kinds of stuff there.
Yeah.
And that, so I go there and look there every time I go because you never know. And they really dramatically mark those things down. So,
yes. right.
well, now that we've given Kroger the biggest pitch ever.
Well, yeah. Well, they are based here in Ohio, down in Cincy.
That's right.
And the paper products were Procter & Gamble.
Procter & Gamble.
Right. Ohio's not all Cowtown.
And Crest oh, yeah. toothpaste. Don't forget Crest.
I'm sure we're forgetting a few, and you can get your tires up in Northeast Ohio.
Okay, well, I think we better go grocery shopping.